trendybeats.com.
Jesus Christ, I cannot live without you. Righteous one, I cannot live without you. Holy one, I cannot live without you. If you leave me, I will die. If you leave me, I will suffer.
Good morning, everyone. I welcome you to Commander the Day with Emmanuel Balogun. Maybe you just woke up right now, or you are still on the bed, or you are ready on your way, or are already at the office. Wherever you may be, if you know that you are alive this morning, you are still among the living souls, you are not dead, God has preserved your life, He has granted you the grace to see this new day. You woke up this morning, strong and healthy. You opened your eyes, it responded. You opened your mouth, it opened. You lifted your hands, it responded. You lifted your legs, it responded. You walked around, your body responded. If you know that God is worthy to be praised, wherever you are right now, at the kitchen, on bed, on your way out, or already at the office, in the vehicle, give the Lord a big shout of praise. Make that joyful noise of praise to the Lord right now. Appreciate Him for His love and grace. Lift your voice and praise Him. Thank Him for the gift of life. The scripture says, I slept and I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. God has made you sleep last night, and you woke up this morning as a living soul. You are not dead, you are alive. Praise Him right now. The dead cannot praise the Lord. Only the living can do so. Just say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I am grateful for life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are great. You are wonderful. You are marvelous. You are awesome. Great and mighty God you are. We bless your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now the scripture we are in the commander day this morning is Matthew chapter 18. Verses 18 and 19. Book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 18 and 19. Once again, Matthew, chapter 18, verses 18 and 19. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. I agree with you wherever you are this morning. Under the sound of my voice, I join you in the spirit according to this scripture that says that as touching anything that we shall ask in His name, if we shall agree, it shall be done. So I decree and declare in agreement with you by the power and the name of Jesus and the authority of His spoken and written words. I declare to you that whatever the enemies have done against you, against your glorious destiny in the midnight, by manipulation, through prayer, dreams, spiritual attacks, or whatever means to spoil your day, to make your day fruitless, to make this brand new week a fruitless week for you, to hinder the good things that is coming your way. For this reason, the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Therefore, right now, I declare that destruction now in the name of Jesus. That evil done against your life, against your family, against your business, against your career, against your children, that manipulation, that oppression, I command it to be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every unwanted visitor, unwanted problems, unpalatable situation, strangers, devices of the devil, satanic and demonic agent frustrating and buffeting your life, causing unrest, discomfort, making life unbearable for you. I bind them and consume them by fire of God in the name of Jesus. At any point you have been captured and bound as a lawful or unlawful captive, I stand on the premise of his unfailing word that never fails, which says that the captive of the mighty shall be taken away and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. Right now, I deliver you in the name of Jesus. I declare you free from all shackles, from every entanglement, from all sorts of assaults in the name of Jesus. Be liberated now in the name of Jesus. That chain is broken now. That spiritual prison is demolished now. You are free now in the name of Jesus. From that mighty and terrible one holding you as a captive, you are delivered in the name of Jesus. Jesus set you free and you are free now. That evil spirit, that wicked spirit with their devices causing setback for your life, making you to rise and fall, luring you to sin against God, hindering your progress and breakthrough, because our God is a consuming fire. I command fire from heaven to locate them in their secret room of wickedness and declare them rooted by fire now in the name of Jesus. They are roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. That evil spirit impersonating you, using your image for evil, misrepresenting you before those who are supposed to love you and favor you and bless you, but rather they hate you, that evil spirit is paralyzed now in the name of Jesus. That evil spirit is losing its grip upon you in the name of Jesus. Wherever you have been impersonated and hated, the mercy of God will speak for you there, and you will be favored in the name of Jesus. Your image is redeemed now, and your life is receiving a great turnaround in the name of Jesus. Wherever you've been hated and despised, as from today, they will love you, they will favor you, and celebrate you in the name of Jesus. That strange and evil garment of the enemies upon you is removed and consumed by fire now in the name of Jesus. Receive your new garment of glory and honor in the name of Jesus. Today and this week is your day and week of victory in the name of Jesus. As from today, whatever you bind shall be bound, and whatever you lose shall be loosed in the name of Jesus. Whatever you decree shall be established in heaven in the name of Jesus. I declare your restoration is taking place now in the name of Jesus. Jesus is rebranding your life now in the name of Jesus. Receive your miracle now. Receive your miracle today in the name of Jesus. I command this day to usher you into your new season of total liberation in the name of Jesus. Today and throughout this week, you are breaking limits. You are going higher. You are unstoppable. You are doing great exploits. Whatever you lay your hands on shall prosper. This day and this week is your week of favor. It's your week of blessings. In the name of Jesus, everything you do shall be fruitful. In the name of Jesus, the presence of God will go with you in all that you do and grant you astonishing results in all that of your endeavors. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' victorious name, we have prayed. Amen. Just in a moment before the end of this podcast, I'd like you to know that only Jesus can save. In him lies the everlasting solution to all life challenges. Run to Jesus now. He's ready to help you. He's ready to save you. He's ready to transform your life. And you'll be the next to testify. For that prayers, counseling, or you want to share testimony about what God has done for you, feel free to call or send a message to +34 7068 574975. God bless you. Have a fantabulous day. Jesus is Lord.